This is an interview with Doreen Stevens at Seven The Elms, Chadley. The interview's conducted on Monday the 29th of November, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and carried out by Barbara Stamp and Alan Corbin. There you go.
This is the 28th of November, 1999. It's 29th, actually. 29th of November, 1999.
I know that because my son's birthday was the 28th yesterday, but I didn't like to say anything.
And we're talking to Mrs. Doreen Stevens.
That's right.
Mrs. Stevens, do you like to be called Doreen during the interview, or Mrs. Stevens?
Oh, yeah.
Right, Doreen. You were born in Chudley?
Yes.
When were you born here?
I was born at a place called Lambeth's Court, Woodway Street, in 1926.
And you were educated in Chudley?
Mm-hmm.
Whereabouts?
Chudley Church School.
And after that, when did you leave school?
14 years old, day of the war.
1939.
Mm. So you can remember quite a lot about the war?
Definitely, yes.
Can you give us some highlights or lowlights?
Well, yes. I mean, there were soldiers in all the big places, Town Hall, which was where we used to have ops and dances.
And was it English soldiers or Americans? Or?
Well, yeah, the Americans and the English, mostly Americans came here. But there were English in the beginning of the war, and my dad was a chief petty officer called up after the war.
His name?
And of course, these soldiers had never seen, they were just raw recruits, and they had never seen. So they were all saluting my father because they thought he was higher up in the world than what he was.
What was his name, your father?
Charlie Harris.
And he was in the war? He was
He was called up, yes, he'd done 21 years in the Navy, and then he was called up for the Second World War. He was called up about a week before it actually started. But he worked for the council, sweeping up the roads. It was his last job. So road sweeper. He's a road sweeper, but in his day they had to sweep up the roads, and down what is known as Dart Lane was a sewer, and he always had to attend to that one, being a stoker in the Navy, knew a bit about, you know, that. So he did that, and there was also, where those houses are built, opposite the wheel, there was a big pumping station there, which he had to attend to. Plus the fact, in those days, the pot water run through Chudley, so he had to walk all the fields to maintain that and keep that freely. That was a job of a council sweeper in those days in Chudley.
So there was a certain amount of main sewage in,
yes,
Chudley.
Well, and also there was the all the pot water came through the town, like, you know, starting up at Holden, coming right the way through down, and with that little pumping houses up there, you know, it went right on down through to Chudley.
So did you as a child collect water for the household?
Well, I can't quite remember what year, but on a Sunday morning when the water used to be very, very low and we'd never get anything, and of course there was some Orchard House opposite us, which a lady did play a guest in that, and very often of a Sunday morning, you'd never have any water. And we lived at Pullins Terrace, so we used to come up here with a bucket and get our own water. Yeah, the water was very short.
But you turn taps on in your house?
Yeah, we had taps, but this was like when there was a water shortage. Not that they turned it off, but there was not enough pressure in the town then. The people were beginning to come back, you know, and people were beginning to have baths in their houses and that. And it was a difficult time for water then. Yes, it was.
Right.
And so did your mother do the laundry at home?
Oh, yes.
With a copper? Or
yes.
How?
Oh, we had the copper. And when my mother died, and another friend of mine lost her mother in the same... She lost her mother before me, but I lost my mother in 1950, and I worked in a dress shop, and I had five or six bachelor uncles, and of course I didn't have to worry about anything, you know, the world was my oyster. Well, then my mother died. Well, nobody didn't say to me, you can stay home from that nice dress shop. They said, well, you'll stay home and look after us. And I looked after all my uncles, my father and my brother, until they died. The last one died, I suppose, in about 5 or 6 years ago.
You mentioned working in a dress shop. Did you go into that straight from leaving school?
Yes, into Cleesby's in Newton Abbot. No, Harvey's in Newton Abbot, and then I moved on down to Cleesby's.
Right. So you lived in Chadley but worked in Newton Abbot?
Yes, yes.
And how did you get into Newton Abbot?
Oh, 4 shillings a week on the bus, mm-hmm. workman's ticket.
All right.
And did you ever go by train to Newton?
Only once, when it was bad weather, and that was a Friday night. The buses didn't run and we had to come on by train. That was 1.08 my return.
Oh, so the train was more expensive?
Yeah. But then we see we'd had to walk down the station to get on the train, whereas if we didn't on the buses, we could just go down and... I mean, there were a lot of us that used to go on that bus, you know, older women and youngsters, and all. We all went there.
So the bus used to pick you up, presumably, by the war
memorial? War memorial, yeah, and put us down there, yes.
And the older children, when they left the... little school, did they go on to a bigger school?
Oh, yes, yes. We used to go to King Staten one day a week for cookery, but then afterwards the King Staten took them when they were 11, like when my children were 11, they automatically went to King Staten school.
So when you got married, was your husband, did he live in Chudley?
Yes, he was born up the same street as me.
So you were at school with him?
No, he didn't go same school as me. We had two schools. The posh people went down to church school and the ruffins went up the other school, up Baptist Chapel. Oh no, we mustn't sing. Really, no, we were quite snobby, we old Chadley people in our way.
So when you married, where did you live?
Well, I was well in my 30s when I married, and my husband had been in the war. I didn't know him then. It was after he'd been a prisoner of war and he'd come home and he lived with his mother, I suppose about 2 or 3 years or more. I was married in the 50s, so, you know, we didn't... that's when we married, like.
And how many children did you have?
Two sons.
And they went to school in Chudley?
Yes, they both went to Chudley school.
Do you remember anything about the convent?
Oh, yes. I worked for the father.
What were you doing for him?
Well, I used to do his cleaning.
And how many nuns were there?
Oh, there was quite a few of them there. But in the younger days, we remember the convent, when we were kids. When they used to walk or, you know, take them out for exercise down the field, down the bottom of Abbey Hill, as we call it there, yes. And we used to go up, when my children were small, we always used to go up to the convent to see the crib at Christmas. And then my very best friend was a Catholic. And, of course, I used to get involved some of the Catholic things with her, you see. And then when the person left up there, the father and the housekeeper asked me if I would come out and help them out. And I went there for, several years. Well, I went to his funeral. Father Leavers died this week, His funeral, yes, I went to that one on Friday.
And when did it finally close?
Oh, I can't remember the date.
Roughly.
Well, 19. Oh no, I got no idea. But it was not many years ago. I mean, it may be 10, 13 years, but not great, because he lived then down by the police station. They had a bungalow there, and I still continued working for them down there.
What were your interests in the cricket field?
Oh, cricket field. Tormenting the old umpires in the olden days when we were kids, because you weren't allowed to look at cricket fields. You weren't even allowed to walk in cricket field. But Pullings Terrace little gang would all go down there, wouldn't they? And having many a hiding for going in that brook paddling with your socks on. Oh yes, we have lovely memories. And then, of course, in later years, I've had lovely memories of cricket field, because my son played football, and my other one was cricket, and my youngest used to get up discos for the youngsters down there, and then we always got up a cricket match for Pullins Terrace and the rest of the team, and mothers, we used to give them a meal, you know, bits of evenings. Oh yeah, cricket field was wonderful memories, beautiful. Well, all my memories of Chudley is beautiful, you know, it's part of me.
And what did you do on nice sunny summer's evenings?
What,
did
in the old days? What, when I was, before I was going out? Walk miles, right up to Belvedere, all the way through, go up to White Way and come right across and come right out to the main road, walk there, or else we'd go up the back of Kerswell, right up to the back and come down. You can go along the main road a bit, and then you could pick it up and come into Wadden, and then walk from Wadden on. Oh, walks was the main thing. And Ting, the River Ting, down Ting Lane, right through there, back around the Trusham Road. Wonderful. Oh, beautiful.
And was there anybody you knew who worked at the clay pits?
Yes, all my uncles, my grandfather, and three of my uncles.
Do they wear special clothes for the...
Oh, they wore like fustian trousers, and after my mother died, they were still there. And I had that copper, and I used to have to wash that. Yes, true. And my friend, she had several brothers or sisters. She didn't have it, so not such hard work. But you had to scrub those, and they wore flannel shirts. My uncles did, and long pants. Oh, yes.
How did you heat the water in the copper? Because you didn't have gas.
No, you had to have sticks and wood.
Right.
And my uncles used to light it up when they went to work in the clay pits. And then by the time I got up, the copper was boiling. And you had the bath on the draining board. Right. And you scrubbed it all out there. And then you put it through the old mangle and hung it out.
Yeah. So presumably they went and got the firewood for you, did they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But they were always friendly with the hill, Farmer Hill. So if he had a hedge wanting cutting or anything like that, they would... You've got to remember, there was a father and about four or five sons.
Sure.
So they used to do all that there and till potatoes. If he was doing a field of potatoes, they would put in so many rows for themselves and so many rows for him. Of course, they didn't get paid in they days. They got paid with the wood, but there was no money transaction. You know, I mean, he'd give them cider and get them like that there. But, I mean, there was nothing. There was very little money.
Their payment from the farmer was just...
Bag of turnips or something like that. Or as I say, the wood was always grateful, because you always had the wood brought home in a washing cart and put down there.
Do you remember getting involved with the farmer at all in terms of bringing in harvest and that sort of thing?
Oh yeah, you helped in the harvest all the times. And when we were children, my brother and I, we used to go with, because you got to remember, we were just the boy and the girl, and my family didn't, well, in those days they were friends, but they didn't go out socially or anything, did them in those days. So you went with your family, and we used to go up and up Adams's farm there. It was Damon's in our day, and you used to be able to go up what we call Stuggy Lane, that lane, you know, as you go over the bridge where all the water is down at Cricket Field when you go over to there. Well, that lane was always called Stuggy Lane, but it never had so much water as what it did now. So we used to walk down there, walk up there, and go, you could go that way to the fields of Adams's then, but of course it's all stopped now. And I always remember they used to have the sweeps to do the hay, you know, and when you went out with an empty, you always had a ride out to get up to pick it all up. So, I mean, you know, I've really had what I call an old-fashioned time, but I've never regretted one minute of how hard I work or my family. There was a lady, they used to have to buy nail boots because they worked at clay pits. And I remember this old lady, she said to me, "Oh, Doreen," she said, your family did bring you up well." She said, "Your grandmother used to buy nail boots off me," she said, "and she would never owe an eightpenny." And she said, "and you've all sort of turned behind her, like, you know." Yeah, they used to big hobnail boots. And their clothes used to come, my uncles used to come from a shop called Laws and Wareham's in Newton Abbot. And they always catered, you know, for these people, you know. And when my mother died, I used to buy all their clothes. And my family was Warren, but my father and me was Harris, really. And the old bloke used to say, "What can I do for you today, Miss Warren?" And he's like, "Oh no, of course it's Miss Harris, isn't it?" You know? But that's how my life has been all connected around, you know, with like Eddie Lee. Well, still now, because my one plays cricket and the other one captain, manager for football. So you get all involved with these people, you know, the old people.
Going back to your childhood and helping out the farm, what's the earliest thing as a child that you can remember in Chudley?
Oh. Well, I was supposed to go to school. And then when I used to go to school, my dad used to, the National Provincial Bank used to be on the corner where the garden is now, and the pub was beside it. And we used to go to school, and when we come out, my dad used to give my brother and I an eightpenny each, and right opposite where the bloke, that's the vet now, used to be the sweet shop. And not for that eightpenny, you know.
How did they serve the sweets in those days?
Oh, they had those brown old-fashioned scoops, you know, brown old-fashioned weights on, and then of course there used to be eightpenny chews and things like that, and sticks of licorice, just as they were now, like. Oh yes, it was quite all right.
And did you ever go on outings?
Well, the school outings. We used to go school outings to Goodrington on the train. And then we'd go Sunday school to Tynemouth.
And
then my mum used to take us sometime on the bus. You know, we'd catch a bus, go to Kingstate and get off Kingstate and catch a bus to Newton Abbot then. Tynemouth rather.
And you spent the day on the beach?
Oh yes.
And do you remember the policeman?
The policeman?
The local policeman.
Oh yeah. He lived down the, just down, we lived Pullins Terrace. He just lived down Old Exeter Street. My brother never used, well, neither of us used to like going to school that much, but always went Friday mornings because all the police used to come up there to get paid. And our mother used to say, if you don't go, they're all down there this morning. We used to go very politely. That was the one morning in the week you'd have any trouble about us going to school.
So how many police were there then?
Well, in Chudley there was one, two, three. I think there was three policemen here. But you see, this used to be the headquarters for them to pay the policemen out for their wages. And up the house up there, and they had a little office up the back. And the men used to have to go there to get their money every Friday morning.
Well, any of your family, did they have anything to do with the Chudley Band?
Oh yeah, my uncle, yeah.
Did he play an instrument?
What is a great big, like a big trumpet thing. One of those.
Oh, a tuba.
And he used to keep it up under his bed down my grandmother's, because we lived at the first house in Pullins Terrace, and my grandmother lived about four or five down. Dinner times, sometimes when we went to school, we'd nip in my granny's, and my brother and I would get this trumpet out before we went to school, have a couple of blows and put them back again. Oh dear, we didn't, I mean, it was the 30s and that, there wasn't a lot of money in that about, but we were, I think we were far, far happier now than when all these are talking about social security and they can't live, you know, because you didn't know no difference but walking, did you?
That's right. Can you remember any other local characters apart from the policemen, people like the postman and the tramps and people?
There was a tramp. Well, of course, we always had a lot of tramps because the convents fed them. And they bought from Exeter to Plymouth. And they knew that they'd go in there. And we used to, although those tramps, I mean, now you think about your grandchildren, and if they go wandering off, you think, oh, so-and-so-and-so. But, I mean, I know there was quite a little few of us at Pullins Terrace, but we'd always go there, and they'd never harm you. They'd never speak to you.
Can you remember any of them by name? One or two, I think we've had the name of Ethel and Vic as well.
Yeah, it was Vic and, no, I didn't, we didn't know them intimate like that, only Ethel.
Right.
Yes, you know, I suppose you've heard about Ethel, haven't you? Tramp and Ethel, yeah, but we didn't know, you know, anybody else. We didn't make a big habit, you know, to, if we saw them, we'd look down, and they would look down, that we never got involved, you know.
But they never did you any harm?
Oh, no. No.
There was a camp.
Pardon?
At Holden.
Yes, there was a camp at Holden. That's where my father worked, before he went in the Navy. You know, before the war. Oh, yes. They used to be a lot of blokes coming in here, you know, Saturday nights, beautiful to hear them all singing, going out the road. And they used to have, like, sports days.
Where did they come from?
Wales.
Why were they here?
Well, because it was a depression. In 1930s. And you see, they built this place up there, and that's where they came to, you know, to help them to find their way and perhaps find jobs, like they could go on the forestry, and it made a break for them.
Because there was no work in Wales?
No, there was no work in Wales for them, you see, so they came here. And there were a lot of people that worked, like Mr. Denyer, and there were several people that came to live in Chudley that worked, brought them to Chudley, because they were, one bloke was PT instructor, another one was a cook, and they came here. But my dad was a night watchman. He used to cycle from here, this bike, right up there, every night and come over on mornings.
Really?
Did any of them marry into Chudley?
No, they never got, they never came into Chudley, only like Saturday nights or Friday nights. That's the only time they would come in gangs, but they never caused any disturbance. There was never no fights. They all liked their drink, but they'd go up our streets singing away like anything. They never interfere.
Which pub did they used to go to? Can you remember?
Well, the Old Lion, where they done all these trips, like these.
Which one's the Lion?
Where the garden is, you know where?
Oh, there. Yeah.
Yes.
Was that not the Plymouth Inn or something?
No, it was called the Lion.
The Lion.
And then there was the King's Arms down Clifford Street that Johnson's mother used to keep.
Right.
Yeah.
Les Johnson.
Pardon?
Les
Johnson. Yeah, his mother kept that pub. Yes, down there. The King's Arms.
Have you got any recollections of any of the other pubs in Chudley at all? Any problems associated with them? The Globe or the White Hart or whatever they were called then?
Well, when we were kids, my uncles always went to the Lion. These trips was always from the Lion, and they used to of a Saturday night, my mum and my gran would go down for a drink, and we were friendly with the people in the pub because they had children, and we used to go in their kitchen, and my mum would have. And Granny would have perhaps a glass of whatever they wanted. My brother and I would have a glass of lemonade. We thought it was lovely, you know. Well, we used to usually go over cemetery and do the graves and then come back and come up Vicarage Lane, and Mr. Heels used to keep the sweet shop where they got some next to the Chinese.
Oh, yeah.
That was always just... No, Henley had it first, and we always used to have a few sweets and go there and then walk around, and my mum and gran would go in there and we two would sit there very religiously while they, but you see, he couldn't hurt you because we weren't on the pub premises, you see, you were in her place, but that used to be a Saturday night treat.
Your happiest memories, are they of summer or winter in Chudley?
Well, summer really, because you see, I had these uncles and we had the allotments, and they were all, not brigging, but they were fantastic gardeners. You know, that's where I've got a nephew at some, I don't know if you know anything about the trust at some...
Rivendell?
No, it's like Rivendell, but it's the Dawlish Trust that they used to be at Exminster, you know. Well, he is in charge of the gardens. They call it, is it a gardens trust or something? Well, he was so fantastic with gardening. He used to show what Chudley shows. He started here when he was 11. Well, of course, that was always our big interest with Chudley Show, always. Up until now, it's just finished up, but I was president for it for, you know, a long time. But we used to, that used to be one of our biggest, you know, things, allotments. Well,
so your uncles ran off with a lot of prizes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. And I have shown... from Chudley. I've got photos of, you know, receiving cups from Chudley. You know, it was a bit snobbish. You always had a gentry class, and you always had the working class people. But I mean, mind you, they were lovely, because I was in it for years, and Mrs. Wormsley, and I worked for Judge Clarkley's wife, but they were all lovely. If you went to a committee meeting, my friend and I were on for you, they were really lovely, you know, they never had no. When we were kids, the people that were here then were very much so, but as the years have got on, everybody have been everybody's equal. But it was hard going first when we were kids. I mean, we used to have the JP there, and then we had all these houses was all people. I mean, we couldn't play very much unless the young boys come out chasing you off. You know, you had to run. I mean, there used to be a chestnut tree out there, and Hepburn's had a housekeeper called Fanny Clapp, and we used to go up under this tree, and of course the boys was boys when they'd throw up the stones, and she'd say, "Now if you go away, I will throw you out some conkers." Boys used to say, "Much good," or so he throws out about four. There's about 15 of them. Have to go back again.
Did you ever go scrumping?
Yes, definitely.
Did you ever
beautiful. Nope. No.
Where was your favourite orchard?
Down Chippy Lane. Not actually proper scrumping, because my grandfather and my father used to go up to Jim Hill's, and my grandfather used to have this big cask of cider brought in, wheeled down, put in the cupboard down Fuller's Terrace, and then once a month, they'd have to go out and pay Mr. Hill for the cider, you see. But Mrs. Hill would never say to my brother and I, "Would you like a glass of milk or would you like an apple?" No. But my father, where that big barn is at some, was it Amsbarton, that he used to do all the cider making in there. My grandfather and my father and Jimmy would sit there with a glass of cider each, and we kids had to run outside and play somewhere. But when we come back, we'd go up the road and we'd go right up Shippy Lane and we'd go in then and help ourselves. Not because Hill actually knew it, but to us we were scrumping, because we didn't understand, do you, when you could. So we used to go in there lovely, and then we used to come right down the lane and go right up over Kerswell, right down Main Street and home, you see, lovely, beautiful.
Going back to when you were a child, when the war started, can you remember much of any of the evacuee children that came?
Oh, yes. All the kids, evacuee kids were... This was a big house and they used to have children here, like... Oh, yeah, we got on all right with evacuee children. Very good. Very good indeed.
Where were they mainly from?
London.
They were mainly from London, were they?
I forget where it was.
Some from Bristol or not?
No, mostly London area. We didn't have many from anywhere else, but they were good.
Right. But you got on with them okay, there was
no... Oh, yeah, we never had any, because we had all these men. But, you know, we got on with all right with the kids, yeah.
Presumably went to the local school, did they, as well?
Oh, yes. We all went to the same school. Most of them all went to the same school, yeah. I mean, that boy, I don't know if you've been to... What's he called? There was a boy in there in Chudley that married a Chudley girl... She was called Tuckett. I forget what they were called.
Rosemary
now.
Tuckett?
No, there's another lot of Tuckett. Yeah. They live down Old Way. Oh, I can't think of their name now. But she married Joe Linton.
Oh, right.
That's what she's called.
He was an evacuee.
Yeah, he was an evacuee, yes.
And stayed on in
Chudley? Yeah, he stayed on, yeah. Very good, very nice.
Going back to the big houses and the gentry, as you called them, did you have much to do with the Cliffords?
What, Lord Clifford?
Any of them.
Not me.
End of story.
Yes, not me!
But mostly during the war, the house was empty, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, well, the only time we used to go over there was we used to have the old postman's taxi. And they used to have dances over there. And we never allowed to go girls on our own, you know. A couple of mothers always went over with us. They used to do dances over there, but that's the only time, I mean. But my friend that has just died, Mrs. Borm, she was a big Clifford fan. Like, she was a big Catholic. So she, they all, "Yes, sir, no, sir," to Lord Clifford and all that. But, well, I was never been one of those sort of people, right. Sorry.
No. That's fine.
Did you ever go on one of these charabancs? trip?
Only when I could, it was me as the baby in my mother's arms. But in later years, you know, I've been lots of trips with, you know, modern times, but not so.
They were mainly for men, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a rarity, that one with the women. I don't know how they got that one off, I'm sure.
So your father would not have a holiday?
Oh, no. Oh, my uncles would have a holiday for clay pits, and we'd go up, and it would be corn cutting time, and we would go with my uncles and watch the rabbits come out the corn, and how many have we got today, boys? Yeah, lovely, you know. Oh yeah, that was fun. All nature like that was my childhood, and that was like the gardens and doing allotments and going around on these farms. That was the sort of life we had. But we were brought up respectable, and I was brought up with all these uncles, and never did they say anything wrong or do anything like they do these men interfere and all that today. And I even, right up to the day they died, I had to wash them and do all things like that, but they would never ever say anything. And I always remember once my husband's mother died, and we were working for the OAP then. I did 25 years in my young day for the OAP, me and my husband, and his mother died. And we went down to the committee meeting, and this woman said, "Well, of course, your mother wasn't Jack Tribble's brother," like that. And I went home to my father, and I said, "Dad, she said that Bill's mother and Jack Tribble one brother and sister." My father went spare. He said, "What the hell do I want to tell you that for? Just what you don't know, you don't never got to grieve about." And that's how it was. And even my uncles, if people died and they weren't married, the same family, and I always remember that I was sat there with them, and they was discussing it, and one or the other said, "Better shut up what you're saying, the maid, dear." You know, so that's a sort of sheltered life and real life that I was brought up with. I was my family didn't, not in front of me or my brother. And that's why I'm no better than anybody else, don't get me wrong. I'm not praising myself for that, but I'm not that interested.
Sure.
Not like that. I can't.
So all your uncles remained unmarried?
Unmarried, yeah.
You looked after them too well.
Well, you see, my grandmother died, and then, when, of course, when my mother died, she was with my granny, and my mother were, you know, like in those days, inseparable. So, of course, I mean, I was the only one, and I had it. But I'd do it again. I'd do it again. I really would. Because you learnt a lot out of it. You know, you learnt tolerance and all sorts of things, really. And I mean, although my husband and I lived there when we were married, he was a dear. And he never... Well, of course, I married under those conditions. I mean, if he didn't want to stay like that, well, I didn't want to marry. But I mean, perhaps I was selfish, but we did. We got on, and I mean, our two boys, you know, have been wizard. They really have. I've never had no trouble with them. As I say, they always played sport. And in the town, we were always respected. My grandmother and my father and all of them, we were always respected in the town.
And you all lived in Pullen's
Terrace, yeah.
All of you.
Yeah. I was there 60 years. Mm. And then I come up here, and I suppose I've been up here 13 years. So I am wandered, like.
Not very far.
You mentioned a little while ago about, as a young girl, sort of rabbiting and all that sort of thing. were you affected much in the war by rationing, with food rationing?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We, you know, you just had your ration book. You could only have so much. But then, you see, there again, My uncles used to go rabbiting, so you had a rabbit. They used to help the farmer, so you had a turnip. So they tilled potatoes, so you had your potatoes. So that, and you cut your fire in, so you had your own firewood. So you were luckier than a lot of people, really, weren't you?
Mm. So you still managed to get the odd pound of butter?
Oh yeah, well you had your ration book. You didn't get much more than your rations, but then you've got to remember there were several of us. And whereas we children would not want so much meat, we would have the other things and that would go on there, like, you know. Mm. Oh yes, we managed quite well, and as I say, we always had allotment with carrots and vegetables and all things like that.
These allotments near you here?
Yeah, well, my brother has had one the longest up there. He'd been the longest member of there, but he had one, and then my uncles used to have one. So we always had two allotments. And before we went up there, you know the house that's nearly falling down there? We used to have the allotment down there then. And the Pascals lived there, and they were a little bit. And I always remember my uncles used to take us up, and they had an old-fashioned pear tree. Look, there was that little pear, lovely. And we were sat up there, and one night I said to my uncles, because we never knew for years that they weren't our brothers. My family didn't gossip about things like that. That we always thought, and we used to say, oh, we got lots of brothers, you know. And we were up there, and we were sat under this tree there, and I said to my uncle, Ari, and my uncle Sam, I said, Ari, Sam, is this going on now? And Mrs. Pascoe heard me, she said, oh, Doreen. So I said, what? She said, you don't call them Harry and Sam. You call them Uncle Harry and Sam. Oh no, we don't. We always call them. they were good, really.
Going back again to you as a young girl, were you ever a member of the Brownies or the Guys?
Oh yes, like Girl that? Guys. And there used to be Co-op Association here. Right. A Co-op, you know, a meeting. I was a member of that. Right. And
where did they used to meet? Can you remember? Where was the meeting actually held?
Well, the Girl Guides was down Rosemont, and there used to be a big garages, you know, big workshop up there. You used to have to go up the stairs. They had dances and all sorts there, and for the co-op thing, we used to go down the, well, they still got that room down the back of White Hart. We used to go there.
Oh, yeah,
you know where they got that? Yeah, we used to go there for that. And then, of course, we used to go. Well, we went Bible class.
Yeah.
The teachers used to put the curtain up because it was where the old bank used to be, you know, over the 4th Street there, just before you get to Swanston. There, well, that years ago, that used to be a house, and then it went into part of a bank. Well, then in the wartime it was an ordinary house, and Miss Ridler used to live there, and she used to let Miss Sturdy have it for Bible class Sunday afternoons. But before you got there, Miss Sturdy had put the cloth up so you couldn't look out the window and see the soldiers go by. You just had to be really have your mind on what you were doing. The Bible class. But people wouldn't tolerate that today, would they?
No.
Eh?
So did that mean you went to church regularly?
Oh yes, Sunday school, yeah. Every morning, Sunday. But our great friends had children, and they had younger children, and the teacher said that they could always not go Sunday school. You go Sunday school, and then you come up the yard and go over for church. But the Pike's children, they were several of them, so they didn't have to go to church. The teacher used to say it was all right. But of course, they were friends of ours. They only lived two doors down from us. So some Sunday mornings, you always wore lace-up shoes, and they'd be all filing over, and my brother and I would stoop down to do up our shoes, and then we used to run from there, and we know where White Hart Court is. we'd nip down there and not go to church. Well, of course, next Sunday we used to hear it, but we always had to go to church, Sunday school, church and Sunday school in the morning and then church. And Sunday afternoons you always had to go down to school for Sunday. And there was a dear also that lives, the first house going down over Abbeyo, and she's called Miss Plews, and she was very nice, always come to see us. And when I got married, she'd heard that I'd got married. Well, with all these uncles, you couldn't have a proper wedding, so we decided we'd just go in the registry office. We came in here, we had a little do, and then my father had a sister in Somerset, so we went there for the reception. So when Miss Plews heard that I wasn't married over church, being a regular church person, she was very disappointed. But 3 years after, when my Christopher was born, she saw in the church that he was christened. So she sent me a 10-shilling note and forgave me for not being married over Chatley Church.
A lot of money, 10 shillings, I should think.
Yeah. But you see, that was the way people were in those days, weren't they? They weren't like they are today. You know, there was loyalty and nobody was no better than anybody else. You know, you didn't hear them say, oh, you've got that, or you got that, because we all played hopscotch. We all shared what we had. But today the world is, well, you've got to have this, haven't you? And you've got to do that. You've got to be, oh, somebody, and, oh, yes, I'm somebody. And you hear them say, oh, my friend. Even one of my own children is a bit like that, you know. Oh yes, we do. My other one's not so bad, and I think to myself, oh, carry on, darling, you know. She was never brought like that, but never mind. But oh no, our old days was, and you always took other people's children. We were only two. Our best friends had seven, so we'd put one of them in the pram and jog off with them and all things like that. We thought that was lovely because my brother and I didn't have anybody, did we?
Mm. You spoke a little while ago about what Chudley was like in when the weather was exceptionally good. Can you remember what it was like when the weather was exceptionally bad?
Oh yeah, that bad winter when we lived on the Sertito, we used to go Abbey Hill a lot for a walk, and we couldn't get up over. We went to the convent, but you couldn't see over the top.
I can remember what year that was.
It must have been in
47.
No, I'm sorry, I'm very
47
good.
47 or
60? I think it was more like the 60s, because my children were smaller then. 60, yeah, 60. And even down where the car park is now, you couldn't, it used to be a little old park, partly, but you couldn't see over the wall there. And down Cricket Field, Cape Brook there, the brook was frozen, and I'd got some photos somewhere of the children, you know, all in the snow. You know, they really loved it. Mm-hmm. Well, my son do now, first bit of snow that falls on Ator, he's up there like a whip with his two children on top. It loves the snow, he does.
Just thinking of something else, did you ever get involved in carnivals at all? In
oh, yes. Oh, here comes my brother now. yes, we did get involved in carnivals.
Were you actually on
the yes, WI, but in the olden days we used to have horse and carts.
Right.
And paper stuff all made.
But that was presumably just within Chudley. You didn't have other people coming in.
No. We're all involved with Chudley, really. Yeah.
Right.
Not like we have them today, like, yeah. You know. Well, you'd hardly be accepting in those old days, you know. Mm. Yes, Rolly?
Hello. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry, you were talking about carnivals.
Oh yes, they used to have horse and carts, and they used to go down past the police station that always started down there, right. Down those fields where they got all the houses now, and yeah. Come up that way, yeah.
What, all the way along?
Yeah, up Orr Street and right down and all the way along, yeah, yes. Oh, nice carnivals. Mm.
Were you ever queen of the carnival?
No, never got that far.
Were you not interested in that then? Did you not want to take part?
Well, no, not really. You know, we did go. The neighbours next door went as kings and queens. As a kid, a queen, I went as attendants, and it was red paper and it rained streams all the time, and the red running with the white and the white one in with the red. But it was, you know, it was all right. And then, of course, they used to have sports down washing fields.
Right.
If somebody told you about washing fields?
I've heard a little bit about washing fields.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly where it is. Where is...
Well, it's down where Kit's Close is.
Oh, right, it's down in where I live then.
Yeah. It's Kit's Close there. They used to have sports down there.
Right.
And Chudley Band was big in attendance, and they used to play a lot of tug of war, things like that. Oh, yeah, that's where
who
it used to be.
Who organised it?
I suppose Chudley did. But they used to have men from different places in tug of war and all that.
Right.
I can't remember who, but they used to have it there. And that's where the carnivals and that started.
Right.
Was there an ARP?
Pardon?
Was there an ARP in Chudley?
Oh, yeah.
For a precaution people?
Yes. Well, there was a little house one there out where... Out to Parge Lane.
Oh,
Chubbywood. Yeah, Chubbywood. Yeah.
And who was responsible for winding the alarm? Did you have an alarm?
Down the fire station.
Who?
Down the fire station.
Oh, yeah, yes. And they used to have the bell for the fire engine, didn't they? And bell when they were going to turn the water off.
Where was the fire station?
Down the town hall. And where the mortuary was all down there then.
Was that round the back of the town hall or?
In the front?
Yes, no.
Side.
At the side, yes.
Where the pet shop is?
No, the other side, wasn't it? The where it coming out the roadside, like. There used to be the. There used to be the mortuary and the footballers' bath down there.
Really?
And all in the town hall.
And people from Chudley used to man the fire engine.
Oh, twin engine. There's a trolley there to push, you know.
I see.
They had a pump during the war there, didn't
they? Oh, yeah. And they always had a beer that they kept in there that they used to take them over church on.
Mm.
And who was the undertaker
in Shapley's. Bill Shapley, yes, right.
And he had a big car or a
no.
Horse and cart or
no, just an ordinary car, didn't they, Ronnie?
Pause it for a minute.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Doreen, for your...
Well, I hope I've been interested. I didn't bore you too much.
And we've enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.